Our show tonight is a tiny bit different than all the other shows we've done in Germany up until this point. In fact, all the other shows we've done anywhere. We did quite a lot of shows in North America and in Mexico, and now we've been all over Europe. All right, I'll plunge in, because this is a somewhat delicate subject, okay? And it's very, and it means an awful lot to me for all kinds of different reasons. But at the beginning of the second half of this show, we do two songs from The Wall, and they're two songs from the bit where, back in 1979, when I wrote the bloody thing, I wrote a theatrical section where I dress up as a demagogue, sort of a Nazi demagogue, if we're honest about it. And I am honest. I'm extremely honest. And we've been doing that all over the world. But if any of you have read the newspaper in the last few days, you'll see that after the shows that we did in Berlin and the one in Prague, where it was only, Prague was only important because we did a live stream video of that show. So finally people were able to get tons and tons of video for this. Anyway, they used the fact that I was wearing a leather coat, okay, as part of the narrative that explains to anybody who picks up a newspaper anywhere that I'm a raging, Jew-hating anti-Semite, which, friends, I can tell you this here, because we're all in the bar together. I'm not. I never have. Even since I was a little boy walking around the house, you know, with my mum and all her friends, and it was just after the Second World War. Anyway, that's sort of beside the point, except it isn't beside the point, because with the daft youth leaping up on stage with his Israeli flag just now, and putting me off, by the way, that's quite unnerving to have some strange young man leaping about when you're trying to remember what your lines are and what song you're singing next. And blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I'm losing my thread. So, no, here it is. So tonight, I'm not going to wear the leather coat. And I'll tell you why this is special. And why it's special here tonight, because I've read everything that I could find that explains the point of view of the people who... There were a few people protesting outside earlier this afternoon. I'm happy to say that some of my band went out and mingled, and I'm really happy one of them sent me pictures of people who were saying, Roger, welcome to Germany. Oh, my God, do you know how much that meant to me? After all the bullshit I've been going through.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Whew. It's not, because believe me, it may look like a doddle, but being vilified in the way I have been for something that is completely untrue, blatant lies. And I could sit here for an hour and explain the narrative as it's developed over the years since I went to Palestine and saw what was going on there. Oh, okay, you can listen, we're in the bar, but I don't know if that was people whistling in approval of the fact that I've been to Palestine, or people saying, shut the fuck up. You know, I've no idea. I hope the former. All right, I'll stop talking. Anyway, so why is it important? We're in the Festhalle. I know all about Kristallnacht. I know all about the 8th, 9th, 10th of December 1938. I've known about it all my life. It's part of something that I've always been aware of, okay? I'm that age that we know about these things. So I feel for the people who are concerned about desecrating this place. This, if you like, shrine to the memory of the men who were taken from here and here. I feel for them. So that's why I'm making this small, but I hope significant gesture tonight. So when the second half starts and the banners don't come down, that's why. And I'm not wearing a leather coat. That is why. It's to show that I can't possibly understand the feelings of the relatives of those men or what it was like in 1938 in Frankfurt and all over the rest of Germany. But I do know the history, and my heart, it's beating hard now. All right, so I'll say no more. But that's the reason that we've changed the show. Okay. Where were we? Well, thank you. Okay. Right. Goodbye.